Hey guys, we got a lot to talk to about today. We're going to talk about ghosts, unicorns, maybe not ghosts. I could have just made that up. I don't remember what we talked about in this episode. We love you. Enjoy.
So this intro has nothing to fucking do with this whole episode.
I don't remember what the fuck we talked about.
Hey guys, welcome back to Thumbs Up. My name is Jory.
And I'm Rhodes.
And you got some shit for us today or what? Because I don't know what to talk about.
Nah, me neither really.
Okay, see you later guys.
That's nice. Thanks for stopping by, fools. Murder.
No, I don't want to talk about murder.
Why do you not want to talk about murder?
Because what if we're suspects?
Everybody's a suspect for murder. Then they caught some guys recently that like they were shooting at some random people and they happened to catch footage of them like shooting at them.
Really?
Yeah, luckily the people survived, but I think they got hit. I know, it's cool that they solve stuff. Like I like that they solve crimes.
I like detective work.
Do you?
Yeah.
Would you like to do that?
That's what I want
to
do.
Be a detective?
Uh-huh.
No, you said you wanted to be a cop. That's different.
Well, no. You work up to be a detective from being a cop.
Can't you just jump into being a detective?
No.
You could try.
You can, but you're not.
You can't do it.
You have to go to an actual, like certain companies have money to be able to...
Train? What?
No. Certain companies have money to be able to add a certain like... What's the word?
I don't know. Detective badges?
No, not like a, it's like if you're a company, it's like units.
Yeah.
So like you need a certain amount of money to have a canine unit and a certain amount of money to have like a, to work up to being a detective.
Okay.
So like,
so you could be detective level, but if you're like in a poor county, then it's shit out of luck.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Like you can't move up to it. You have to go to another company that you can move up to being.
So they just, that's how they call it, companies. Jeez, no wonder our criminal system's so jacked up.
But yeah,
units. That's what, that sounds kind of less corporate.
You're a unit. Suck my unit.
No, too late. You already said I'm a unit. I'm your unit. No, that seems. So, do you think why? What are you gonna do detecting? Have you looked at it at all? How does one detect?
I don't know. I'll find that out when I train to become it.
No, you won't. You're gonna be like, this is stupid. I was like, I don't like detecting.
Yeah, I'm gonna start detecting.
I just wanted
like
people to call me a
too.
Dick. Just call me. Oh, you know what you could do. You could go into insurance investigating and stuff. Yeah, they got to do a lot of detective stuff.
That is true.
You
got
to like check out to make sure people are like not lying about things. You got to do arson investigations. You could do what do they call it? Stakeouts. Where you park in front of people's houses and watch them all day.
That's what I was.
Right?
Yeah.
You could do that. That way you don't have to like, you could test out. You could try, what is it, bounty hunting?
That was a big jump, huh?
Not really.
Went from arson to bounty hunting.
I mean, it sounds cooler than it is. Most of the time you just find the person and like mace them in the face and be like, you're coming with me or I'm going to call like the cops on you.
Because I'm not one.
I'm not an officer.
And if you run away, it's not my fucking job to chase you.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I mean,
go.
Technically I could chase you, but I don't have to chase you.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you ever want to piss off a bondsman. Oh, that's what they're called now. They're not bounty hunters. They're bondsmen.
Uh-huh, okay.
You, what is it? You get the bond out. Go as soon as you can to the what is it? We'll let them put a bounty on you, and then just turn up to court, and it cancels it out. And then that person, like, he did all that work for nothing.
Well, I don't know why they would
need people call me.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like my sister had a warrant out, or bond, or bounty, or whatever. They get an old lady to call saying that, oh, I want to sign them up. I guess if it's women, especially, trying to sign her up for Mary Kay and her address. I'm like, yeah, we don't know where she lives either. Are you sure? And I was like, no, like, yeah, like, trust me, if it was a reliable person, she wouldn't have a bonds person after. She's a psychopath. And they're like, can you give us her address? And I was like, this is the address we already have. Well, then you know she's not there. Yeah, we don't. Where is she? I don't fucking know. How do you not know where your sister is? I was like, how? You've clearly not met my sister. I was like, look through her record. Look, see where the fuck you're at. Decide if it was a good idea to
what
put her ass on a bond.
What do you want from me? I want to know your sister's address.
He was like, so do we, motherfucker. I was like, I don't know if she's dead or alive. Have fun.
Have fun. Bye.
Adios. No, I don't say bye, though. You just keep them on the line. Because you never know if they have those laws where... I don't know if you've ever noticed, whenever we're on the phone, I don't hang up.
No.
Oh, is that the other person? Yeah. I'll stop talking, though. I had gotten this piece of from my insurance, the thing that tracks, like, if you break and all that other stuff on time. And whenever I was signing up for it, it was like, okay, thanks, bye. And I was just waiting, and then there's silent. Like, you hear that open sound of the phone where it's nobody's hung up, but there's, like, a clear static. And then I'm just waiting. It was a good bit, too. And he goes, you have to hang up. And I said, why? He goes, we're not allowed to end the call. So is there anything else I could do for you? And I said, he'd annoyed me earlier. So I was like, not really. Okay. If you could let me go. I was like, I will. And you could just hear, you could hear him kind of smiling. Like he knew he'd annoyed me earlier. And he was kind of digging it. He's like, all right, thank you, sir. We appreciate your time. I said, you're welcome. And I could hear him too. I could hear him kind of like, I you could hear a silent smile. I was like, bye now. Bye, thanks. Click. I hung it up. So what he had said to annoy me. So I was getting the thing, what is it, attached to my car, was activating it, whatever. And he's like, would you like to pay a little extra for this function? I was like, no, not really. This function? No, I'm not really. No. He's like, I'm sorry. I have to go. And he's like, I said, really? I just want this specific thing. And he said, oh, we have a list we have to go through. And I'm like, yeah, fine. So I'm just sitting there ignoring him. And then like, so I was already a little annoyed that he made me go through his list. I understand he had to do it, but I'm still going to be annoyed. And then he goes, oh, for instance, I see your mother's on your insurance as well. And I was like, yeah. And it's like, well, like she uses your car too or something.
You're like, yeah. Can you get her off?
Oh, no. It was like still, I was like, I had her on. So if she drove my car, she could drive my car. And he goes like, so you know where she uses your car? She's like, no, just let her borrow my car. He's like, well, so do you know where she goes whenever she's in it? And I was like, no. And he says it like this, do you want to? And I said, nah, dog. And he starts laughing. He's like, okay. Yeah, like he understood that he said that in the creepiest fucking way possible. He was not good at his job at all. So that was kind of like, this guy annoyed me a little bit, but he seems kind of cool. So whenever I held him on for a good 3-4 minutes with all that little bullshit that I was saying, like, yeah, okay. Because there were a lot more silent pauses in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's all I missed with him. It was a fun time.
I'm totally going to try that now. It's fun, man. So funny, dude.
Sometimes it's just like, don't be the last one to back out.
Like the other day, someone called my girlfriend, right? And it was like a number from like Tennessee or something like that.
Oh, dang.
So I answer and he's like, it's just Rick. And I'm like, nah, sorry, sir. And he goes, oh, who is this? And I'm like, it's Joseph. And he's like, oh. And I was like, I think you have the wrong number, sir. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. And I went, oh, it's okay. And I just say it on the phone. Yeah. Bye. And he was like, all right, bye.
It's nice to make new friends. One time, I guess I texted a number off or something. Someone, I'd seen that movie, what is it? Balls of Fury. It was that ping pong ball
That's
movie.
That's a great movie.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Have you really seen
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
I liked it. It's a little stupid, though, the first time.
Like Terry Crews' little...
perfect. Wait.
His pec bumps.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's not Terry Crews.
It is Terry Crews, I think. Anyway, I saw... it's a great movie to watch on DVD or like if you're not going to a theater. I saw it at the theater and I was like... I literally did like a whole rant on it. Sent it to my friend. And I get a call from him. I was like, yo, man, I can't believe how... He's like, who is this? And I'm like, Robert. He's like, I don't know you. And I was like, oh, sorry, man. But hey, if you ever hear this movie, Balls of Fury, don't go into theaters to see it. It fucking sucks. He's like, all right, thanks, man. He's like, no, it's cool. And then later I message like, seriously, man, like it's funny enough to watch on, you know, like TV, but like don't go to the movie to see it. He's like, thanks, guy. I was like, I just wanted him to know. It's like, you're going to call me. Let's be friends. I want to get to know you. Can't just enter this.
So how are you?
Can't get into my life. Yeah, sometimes just talk with strangers, man. It's like we're anonymous here.
That whole stranger danger thing? It's not
a
thing.
It's a lie.
Yeah, it's a whole lie. Go out there. Talk to them.
Yeah, man. I mean, you're an adult.
I mean, even if they offer to like for you to come into their house, go ahead and do it, dude.
You ever just want to go knock on people's door and say, can I come in? Like, eventually, sure, someone would be like, you know what? This is a sign. Either someone's suicidal and like this guy's like the answer. It's like either he'll make me want to live or he'll kill me. Either way, it's going to work out.
Yeah.
I'm like, ha, no one expects rape.
And it's like, there's going to be one guy where it's like, going to come in? Yes. And it's like,
I've been waiting for you.
Yeah. I don't want to anymore.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous.
You wouldn't. I'd be down. But let's go. It's like, I like the way it smells like wet dog in here, but I don't see any signs of a pet.
Of dog or wet
at all. I see you have a tile floor. Oh, really? I'm confused.
Is it you?
Like, ah, it ain't you. That makes it worse. What is
you
this?
You smell fucking good.
You smell like really clean, and the rest of this house smells horrible. What's going on here? I live in the back. Ah, that explains it. Decoy house. Okay. Can I see where you live? Oh, sure. Come on down to the cabin. By any chance, is this a cabin made for stabbing? It sure is, boy. It sure is.
Can I still come in?
You know what? Don't tell me what kind of stabbing. I'll find out when we get there.
It's all the part of the journey.
Yeah. Oh, I like the way you spray painted Slut Hut at the top of it. I like how the regular house is an entire real house, but back here seems to be a cabin made entirely out of pallets. Is this the pallets and other rusty crates? Oh, it sure is. Come on down to my humble abode. I was like, great. I'm glad we're here. Yeah. Strangely enough, stabbing cabin. Smells like incense. Not totally surprised, honestly. A little patchouli.
You go in there and it's like 10 minutes later, and then she left me, and then he's fucking crying.
I can't stay in the house anymore. You know why. You understand me. I was like, well, you know what? I can sympathize with your pain, but, you know, as funny as the stabbing cabin might have been for a Halloween prop, and I could see how you'd get attached to it for all the work you put into it. All year round, it gets a bit creepy, especially since you could see it from the church and that school across the street. But I just put so much time to maybe rename it something, yeah, maybe keep decorating.
Slut Hut, maybe something just else.
Put something on top of it, you know?
Maybe like Kids Fun House. That way kids, you know, can go in there.
Actually, yeah.
He's like, that's a great idea. No. Wait, never.
This sounds terrible. He's like, actually, I wanted to start my own bookmobile. Oh, that's nice. See, I got this van. Oh, no. Oh.
And I basically let the kids in there and read books.
I got puppies and toys in there. It used to be an ice cream truck, so there's a small refrigeration unit. So the books don't get cold in your hand. Wait, that didn't make sense. Books don't get cold in your hand. They get warm. Warm from the knowledge. Do you like reading? Like books?
Oh, I thought you were talking to
me. I am talking
still
to you.
The other guy.
And that guy's gone, man. Oh, okay. Terry Jake's gone on his own way.
Oh, okay.
Terry Jake.
Do I like reading?
Yeah, like, but books.
You
can say no. Be honest. Like, no. I don't like they're weird, and I don't like the way they open.
Well, no, it's not that I don't like them. It's just I don't read a lot.
At all?
I should.
I mean, doesn't like every game you play have subtitles in it and stuff you got to pick up and read?
You told me books.
True. Yeah, but so no books at all?
Video game books.
But like, do you actually read them or you just look at the pictures?
I read them.
That's good. Dude, I have a quick question. So, yeah, in a lot of video games, they got, like, you got to pick up papers, and they got subtitles. And I swear, man, it's like you got a TV screen the size of a wall, and the font looks like it fits on a fortune cookie.
That's true.
Why is it so small? It's like, what do they
want you to admire the little presets of the games.
Gosh, but it's like, it doesn't even have a zoom function half the time.
Yeah, that is true.
It's redonks, man.
There is a function to go faster, text. I guess.
Oh, yeah. The Muslim had that. You know what I wish? I wish they let you sort of drift around or put like a background on the subtitles, because like somebody is like, you're fine reading it, and then they're like, there's a jungle scene, and it's like, well, I don't know what that entire word is, because there's light reflecting off of that leaf, and the other part of it's a little bit in the river, so it's like, I have no idea what this bad guy's name is. And then later, the secret entrance is the bad guy's name. You just got to spell it out. All right, I know his name is pronounced Rafikal, but I do not know, and okay, I see I have to use the tildes in some of these letters.
Ah, so Slut Hut. That's
there,
what it's called.
Slut Hut. There it was. That was the other entrance. It's like, I wonder who designed this. He was a game designer. That makes so much sense. He was a developer.
Was it Notch?
Yeah, it was Notch.
We were talking about Notch this whole time?
This whole time.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Perfect. It does make sense.
Oh, wait. Have you ever thought of... Oh, dude. All right. I was going to ask you, have you ever thought about developing a game? Or just, I'm sure you daydreamed like... what kind of a video game you'd like to play or make to play with someone else. But to lead into that, did you know that you can make video games in Microsoft Excel?
Excel?
Yeah, like pretty simple ones apparently, but like there's a guy you could look up. He made like a whole dungeon crawl with multiple bosses and different characters all in Excel. That was pretty interesting. What about you?
Are you sure it was Excel?
Yeah, Microsoft Excel.
Okay.
I can send you the link, actually. I thought I did. But so real quick, tell me, like, video game stuff, like...
Like, what I would like to make?
Or, like, something you'd see, like to make video game-ized. Because I know you kind of got a little bit into the... I don't know if you'd call them, like, a graphic... What do you call those games where you're really... It's just to tell you a story and you sort of choose your
adventure.
Own... Adventure-type games. Yeah, there's a lot of different ones.
Yeah.
Wasn't there that one L.A. Noir where it was, like, you know... Like, you just press, I want to do this, that, and then, like, he went different directions.
Is that it? No, it's The one that we were playing was...
That one's a different one. There is a one called L.A. Noire, and it's, it looks like an old school version of was it Grand Theft Auto, but and it kind of plays that way as well. But it's totally different. It's really, you're just like, you're reading a story and it's acting out in front of you. I thought it was pretty interesting. But yeah, that other one, it's like...
Thimbleweed Park.
Thimbleweed Park.
That one was fun. Cool. We had to finish that game.
So I'd like to say, like, yeah, just kind of weird different types of games. What kind of game experience would you like people out there to experience? Or like something you'd like different? To see?
Or just...
None, whatever. Like something like, those are cool. Even if it's just the same thing ever. Like, basically... You want to make, I would like Pokemon and Zelda mixed together.
Oh, jeez.
That'd be kind of awesome. Like,
I want them all to fight.
All the monsters are attacking you, and you got to like use different swords and flutes to attack them. You have to go into little ocarina battles with Jigglypuffs.
It is crazy that there are really just games for every single genre, and it's like it's really hard to come up with new stuff, I think, now. Just because it's like if you want something with zombies, it's like... If you want something a little bit more dramatic and a little bit more like slower paced, you can get something like The Last of Us. Or if you want something like just super
I was thinking like about the
biggest
Last
amount of zombies, you can get Dead Rising.
I'd like to see a real life effect of The Last of Us mold zombies, the clickers.
But before we get into that,
okay.
I need to answer your question.
Well, fuck him. Hurry up.
And then there's adventure games like those, like Thimbleweed Park and stuff, which I think would probably be the easiest way that you could make the game, like adventure games. Just if you have a really good story that you could just like, now I want to play it because I really like that whole scene with the clown.
Oh, that was creepy.
Yeah, it was really cool. You guys should play it. Anyways.
Thimbleweed Park you're talking about, right?
Yes. The one with the clown that he was like, fuck this and fuck that and shit.
But
like
he was
that.
Bleeping him out, right?
Yeah. It was great. And then there's just like racers. There's a lot of racers. There's a lot of just shooters. There's too many shooters to be fucking fair. I don't know.
I found it.
Maybe. I do really love RPGs though.
Roleplay games like.
Like a Final Fantasy.
Were you like how now? What makes that an art roleplay game? Like in your opinion.
Well, there's different types of RPGs.
Well, so what
there's
are the like, ones you like?
There's action RPGs.
What do you those do? What do there's, you do in an action
so
RPG?
So an action RPGs is it's more just like kind of like a Kingdom Hearts one, or, and then there's like
So to clarify, and most of those RPGs you get different characters. You have like a few main characters.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes buddies will join up as you go along, and the main thing that makes it an RPG is that different you're fighting with a bunch of different people at the same time. You choose like their action, like okay, first this guy attacks and this guy attacks with this attack. It's like really that's really what the Pokemon like Game Boy system was set up like. You have different mons, but you don't get to choose them a lot of, usually. I think sometimes you have to like they go on their own on some of the games, and sometimes you get to pick which order who attacks first.
Well, no, you always get to pick which order.
I
but
remember
then,
one a few where you had you couldn't.
But then, so there's stuff like, there's RPGs like that, which is, those are, what are they called?
I remember in a few of those, it's
turn-based.
Cool. Yeah, turn-based. RPGs. That's the thing I'm looking for. And it's and, cool because sometimes you get a character with the power who's like, he could, what is it? Like, make somebody blinded for a bit and the other guy's got a power up and then has to recharge between attacks. I mean, those can be pretty exciting.
And then I was just playing Final Fantasy IX the other day, actually, because it came out on the Switch.
Oh, cool.
And it's different from any other RPG that I've played.
Tell me. What do they do?
So basically, the way I'm used to turn-based RPGs is just, or just any RPGs, is either the turn-based where you each take turns, you go back and forth, you can pick specials, you can pick attacks, you can swap out different characters and stuff. Then there's the Kingdom Hearts kind of action RPGs where it's just you have a character and you're able to run around and stuff like that and you're able to fight, you know, and you just follow the story. Or like Ni No Kuni is another one where you're like that. And then there's this different kind of RPG. And in Final Fantasy IX, which they've rated the best Final Fantasy game.
Oh.
Yeah.
How many has there been since that one?
There's been 15 in all.
So that's 14 that are not as good.
Six. Yeah. 14 that are not.
Yeah.
But six since then. And
they're all shit.
And well, I mean, Final Fantasy VII is
on,
Cloud
me,
and
on.
Stuff like that. And but basically the difference is that everything takes time. So like, basically everyone is fighting at the same time, but
the power levels have to charge up, right?
But every turn. You take a turn with a certain character, and then he has to load back up. So you can take turn, and then the other one is loaded back up. You go back to this one, and you take the turn and stuff like that. And it was really confusing. Yeah. I didn't really know how to play it.
I think that's the one I played. I think that's what threw me off.
And it was really difficult. I'm sure there's probably a lot of people out there that are like, it was a fucking difficult. It's the best game ever.
It's so easy. It's like you get action and then you get a wait. It's the best.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't tell you like if you press like the buttons, you get to go fast. They load faster.
No. If you there's certain things where you can block, like if you press a certain button and stuff like that. My friend was telling me he's like, it's one of his favorite. But it's really cool. Different.
Sounds amazing. I found it, by the way. Go to what is it? CarryWalkin.ca CarryWalkin. .ca. Anyway, the game's called Arena XLSM. Somebody made it in, what is it? Yeah, Excel. I thought that was pretty badass.
How does it look?
I think it's basically looks like a spreadsheet, and I'm guessing the spreadsheet attacks you. I want to play it. Maybe we can play it on your computer later and see what it looks like.
Maybe.
Well, I mean,
That sound wave looks like a penis.
Yeah. Beanily weenies. But yeah, no. So then, do you have an idea of what something you'd like to bring to the world? Nothing at all.
I don't think so. There isn't anything. They announced a new Pokemon game.
What is it called?
Pokemon Sword and Shield.
What do they do?
They're different Pokemon.
Oh, just new ones.
And it's on the Switch.
That's lame.
So for the first time,
I thought it was medieval Pokemon. That would have been cool.
For the second time, it's a Pokemon game that you can play on the TV.
They should go. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of neat. They should throw one like back in medieval times or something. That'd be cool. And instead of like Pokeballs being technology, they'd be magical. And instead of flying around like on a bicycle.
But that's the whole lore of Pokemon.
What?
You're throwing it all out.
What's the lore?
The lore is that it's all technology stuff, and they're just animals, and you make them fight.
Wait, no. There's like there was always having like that back in the day. There was magic and brought them to life and shit.
Well.
And reality they're benders. Always,
yeah, I mean, there is that, but like the Pokeball. So then what are you saying then?
Basically, that's what I want. Make it look cool. I want them to walk around in pirate pants and shit. That'd be freaking awesome. I want it to look like, ye old matey, let us fight our Dragon Balls.
And then they end up
dragon,
fighting you
dragon,
straight on.
Got the dragon, yeah.
Like they're their own trainers?
That'd be super cool. Yeah. Oh, you know, that's the game they've been wanting, where you play as the Pokemon, but every different Pokemon.
Be super dope.
Why don't they make that? I know people have been wanting that for a while.
I want to play Scyther,
right?
So I can have the fucking claws.
I want to play that one who has got the red version of him with the scissors, so I catch your claws.
Scissor. That's his name.
For real. No, like, what is it? Not even Mortal Kombat. Make like a Dragon Ball where they're flying around version of Pokemon, where you're flying around the world and you're just beating other Pokemon up. That'd be fantastic.
Well, there's a Pokken tournament.
Yeah, I know that, but I want to like, I said, that's why I said I
want
to fly
around.
World
of that?
I want a whole world. I want a free, I want an open range world.
You're just asking too much. That's what's
I'm up. Not. Somebody could make a mod out of like Skyrim to do that, where you're all the different Pokemon. They could do it.
Yeah, that's probably out there.
Yeah. I know somebody probably did it in Minecraft. It's just all blocks and nobody cares.
Have you seen the mods of like Breath of the Wild where they put like Shrek in there or Goku?
Not Goku, but I think I might have seen the Shrek one. Man, stop putting Shrek in things. Fucking sick of that. Well, so
I'm
what does Goku
Shrek
do?
You.
What does Goku do?
He's just Link. And I think he can
come
fly
Shrek,
and stuff
Shrek.
Like that.
Yes, now I am complete. Shrek is now in me.
He is super cool.
What is that?
Oh my gosh. Is that the...
Yeah, that stupid video? That's what you reminded me of right now. Shrek is love.
Shrek is life. Yeah.
Was my it, father does not understand. Then Shrek can't... It hurts, but it is Shrek, and Shrek is now me.
Shrek, what does Shrek say? This is my swamp now,
or some shit like that. Jeez, that's sick.
Guys, go check that video out. It's awesome.
Look it on YouTube. Look at Shrek is life. I think that's actually
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
So what do you do as Goku in there?
You just play the game.
You just look like Goku.
Yeah,
while you're doing it.
Yeah, you just look like Goku while doing it.
Would you ever play one of those mods?
I don't know.
You'd be afraid to like, you know, it'll corrupt my game. Yeah.
Why you have to give me that voice? What?
Because that's how you sound in my head. You think, no. They'd be like, hey, man, I found this really cool way for you to play. I'll get all the extra stuff on Breath of the Wild, and you don't even have to buy the amiibo. But I want to buy the amiibo. But, I mean, they're like limited. Like, they're real limited. They're real super expensive. Probably not going to get it. I'll wait. And besides, I'm playing a bunch of other things right now. That's how you sound. Why did you not say it out loud?
because I want only you to. Because I'm a
like
I'm
that
an innocent child. That I don't, motorcycle I say that, things like that
that Link rides around in. Is that magic or technology?
Technology, ancient.
I feel like that technology. Just makes it magic. It's like alchemy, like those robot drones that walk around on spider legs.
I don't know, Robert.
You're the one who loves this shit.
Is that what you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. All right?
I don't get it either. Some ridiculousness.
Not everything makes sense. I couldn't. Not sum everything it has a story I of.
Fucking sum it up.
But everything could have a story hey, of.
I know. And was are there any games inside Breath of the Wild like that the people of Hyrule play?
No, because like, everyone's dead.
No, like you know how like they have games in within games, right? Like what's that one where the main guy chick's got like white hair and so's a guy. It's Wolfsbane. Witch Hunter. Is it Witch Hunter?
Automata?
No, it's like they're Swedish or something. It's called Witch Hunter, I think. Or
I don't know what you're talking about.
Not Elder Scrolls. Alright, man, like the main character's got white hair, but they're Norwegian. They're not
The Witcher.
Asian. The Witcher. I said Witch Hunter enough times you should have guessed it. Have you ever played that game, The Witcher?
No.
Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
All right. They got like a card game in world. Yeah. Have you heard about that? Uh-huh. Something like that.
And like only people only end up playing that fucking game.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
That's badass. Breath of the Wild doesn't have nothing like that. All you can do is go fishing. Can you still go fishing in Breath of the Wild? Like in the other Link games? Really?
I don't think so.
That was so relaxing.
You're relaxing.
Thank you.
Anyways. Guys, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back.
Do you remember what we've been talking
Where's
about?
Where's your owl?
Who?
Hootie hoo! What's up, motherfuckers? We're back. That's right. Yeah, I'm going hard.
You had a topic.
Anyways, I had a topic. All right. Rhodes, I wanted to ask you something. Will you marry me?
Yes.
Cool.
It's legal now. Wait, not in Texas.
Really?
I think so.
Is gay marriage still not legal in Texas?
Yeah. They're gonna do like a law.
I didn't know that. I thought it was
I don't know, something. It's confusing.
Screw gay people.
No, you can't. Not here in Texas. Not here in Texas. What was you gonna go on about?
I was gonna ask you if aliens are real, what do you think they look like? Like how is your interpretation of aliens?
They all look like goo.
Goo?
Goo.
Like
no, there's not everyone. Every different type. I mean, statistically, there's out there. And I imagine it would just make sense they look like kind of every little different type of thing.
Isn't there an actual, like,
So, like, a formula?
Yeah.
To figure out, yeah, like I forgot like, what it's called. You basically calculate how many suns there are, the probability that they'll have planets, and then the probability that they'll have some that have life.
Yeah.
But I guess, like, the most, if we're going to go by ourselves, we could assume, okay, there's a good chance that they started off sort of worm-shaped too, the way all life kind of starts from DNA. Everything has a front end and a back end.
Yeah.
Food comes in one angle and comes out the other, right? Mm-hmm. That seems to be pretty general. I'm sure there's places where that rule gets broken, but for the most part. And just in general, like most likely, you know, two eyes would be pretty good for functioning, but they could have more, they could have less. They could have lost
one big one.
They could have one big one. But
see out of their penis.
I could see that too, but it wouldn't be a penis then.
It would be an eye penis.
Yeah. Like Steve Jobs. What do you think they look like? Since clearly you just want to fucking hear yourself talk.
No. Look at the fucking sound waves. You have more sound waves than I do.
Yeah, but they're interrupting mine.
No, they're not.
What do you think they look like? What do you think they look like? What do you think they look like, motherfucker?
Well, so what? You think they're like worm shaped?
No, motherfucker. I'm saying that the basic outline that they would look something similar to us, or at least be basic. They'd have a head, a face. They'd have a back end and legs. That'd be like the generalist form of saying that's what it would look like. Basically, something that would just be like a weirder thing.
Ooh. Do you think it would just... I feel like it would just be a really... What's the word? Not scary, just...
I really think the first alien thing... Yeah.
Uncanny, because it's like you see a person, but it's not really a person because the way they look.
Yeah, I could see that. Just like, this person looks weird.
Yeah.
I really think the first life we're going to see, it's going to be like some seaweed or some sort of plant thing that's like a jellyfish, a plant all at the same time. And yeah. I'm not saying it'll be intelligent. It'll be like we're on like one of the moons of Jupiter and we're like, hey, man, is that a bush? And they're like, oh, it looks like it's moving around. To be fair, it could still be a bush. That could just be how bushes act here.
Well, I mean, in the ocean, there's so much fucking weird.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to go by it. Just weird stuff down there, you know.
Like maybe octopuses and
weird, yeah.
Squids and stuff. They're so weird.
An octopus is pretty intelligent, too. So maybe they'll just look really octopusy.
Was it on a podcast that we were talking about that if an octopus was alive, that it would actually, like... not alive. If an octopus was...
Jackass.
Like, what's the word?
Intelligent or had a long life like us or could come onto land?
Yeah, if it had a longer lifespan. Yeah. Well, wasn't it the whole thing?
Yeah,
of, like,
basically, like, the way their intelligence grows, if they didn't die, like, at 5 years old, that they'd probably be the dominant form of life.
Someone's going to be out there and be like, they don't die at 5 years old. They die at seven.
Yeah. Someone's like, shut up. My point is, if they lived longer, even if they were in the ocean, they'd figure a way out. Because they come on, like, well, I've seen, what is it?
Or make it madness.
What is it? There's this video I saw. And it's, you know, those like really porous limestone rocks that are by the ocean. So like the water squirts up through the rocks.
Uh-huh.
There's like a crab in a little like next to some of the water. And it was like snapping at some of the little fish in there and started crawling away. And an octopus crawled out of the water onto the rock, grabbed the crab and pulled its ass back in the
God,
water.
Oh my God, that's so terrifying. So
I know. It's like, geez.
Whenever I said Atlantis, it kind of got me thinking about something else too. But let's keep going about this alien thing. Because the way I think is, yeah, I would think that they would look something like an ocean creature. Like how the slowest creature on Earth is like this, what is it?
I want to say it's a coral.
Yeah, I think it's something along those lines. And it just moves like super, 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 super slow.
Yeah.
And but it is alive. It is a living organism, which is crazy, which is really cool. And I feel like it would be something like that we would
something
find out.
So
there.
Weird. What if it's like they're so normal looking, they did find us, and like, you know what? They look so much like us. Let's just move in. They won't even notice.
What if they already did?
White folk. We see through your reptilian colors.
I'm telling you.
Oh, wait. Here's the thought. What if they're communicating us already, with us already, in the form of dreams? What if dreams are the things that link us all? And it's like, that's why sometimes our dreams are so weird. We're just still trying to communicate with each other. Where they're still trying to, we're all adapting to like, you know, oh man, our thoughts and interpretations on how things are so different from each other's experiences that we just get weird dreams. Like what if there's some sort of something so different from us that they can't, their colors are totally different than the colors they hear. Their tastes are different than the way they taste.
I do like to think that,
so alien.
There is
so
just some things in our life that we really don't understand and that they actually have a meaning to.
Yeah, you're just experiencing it every day and you don't truly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like something weird and random, like the reason we have eyes is not the reason we think.
Mm.
Like it's like, what if the reason we have eyes is like so that like this is like something, I don't know, ethereal, more relevant, that like that without, I don't know.
Like one eye sees something and the other eye sees something.
And
else.
We're just not experiencing. What if there was like ghost plants back in the day? And it's like if you ate that ghost plant fruit, you could become immortal, but we don't see them anymore. So we just have these useless eyes.
Like Master Roshi?
Yeah.
Doesn't Master Roshi eat something and he becomes his lifespan gets longer?
I think it's a sensu bean?
No. It's.
I don't think so.
Because he's like super, super, super old. He's like thousands of years old.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not going to look at this. No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, something like that. No, it's in the lore somewhere.
I don't believe you.
Well, I didn't even know Baba was his sister.
Well, you know, it's like, you heard about like back in the day for a while, people were getting goiters, these real big balls on their necks because they didn't have enough iodine in their system.
I've seen it. And, I don't know. Yeah. I never knew what it was.
And basically, it's like, that's why you have iodized salt. For some reason, they didn't have... I think it's like whenever we started processing food, it would knock a lot of nutrients off of it. And there's even a thing, like kind of... People were getting like scurvy down in the South, and it's because one of the most popular things to eat for poor people, which was most of the South, was like yams or sweet potatoes with grits or something. And it didn't have any vitamin C, so they were basically falling apart like old wounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like literally like their wounds are opening up. They'd get like be bleeding out internally because they didn't have vitamin C.
Oh,
and it's like,
Christ.
We just don't know that we need that. What if there's something else out there that we have that could like just connects that one molecule to something else and boom, immortality fruit.
Oh man, that would be great. Right. I don't want to die.
Right. Me neither.
I'm curious, but I don't want to. I don't know. Curiosity killed the cat.
Right,
because the cat is curious about.
Satisfaction brought it back.
You know how they say curiosity killed the cat? What if the cat was curious about death?
Right.
So he kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
That should be a quote in a book or something.
Yeah, it should be like a professional quote maker.
Don't fucking steal that, all right? That's already copyrighted work.
No, what do you think about that, though, what I said?
Oh, about the fruit thingy?
Yeah, like there's some nutrient out there that it could really fix us. Like that they're always
there
promoting
definitely
like,
is something.
This one miracle fruit. There's something out there that some nutrient that we're not getting because of the way our life.
Maybe it's just not on our planet. Maybe it's on a different planet.
Maybe. But then how did we ever need it? Or what if we don't even know?
No, but
we
what
need
if
it?
What if our planet just can't
what if something
like
changes? Here's the thing. Okay. Like, you know, if certain if the sun gets blocked out, a lot of plants die, right?
Yes.
What if there's something in the atmosphere right now because of like different reasons? It got brought up by a meteor back in the day. It killed off that weird immortality plant. People started dying out. The little remnants of those civilizations is built up the pyramids, all those weird islands, Easter Island, all those like their descendants. But like eventually we just lost that culture too. But once we was immortal until our pretty plant of life, the what is it, like from the Bible, the life, the plant of life, tree of life. Yeah,
Eve ate that.
No, different from that. That was the one that gave you death, not the one that gave you life.
Well, the actually, that's I was reading plant. About
tell me
the
about
whole
it.
Adam and Eve thing.
What about it?
And I was reading on what it meant and like what the tree meant and stuff like that. And the tree is meant of like a
metaphor,
wisdom and all this stuff and the knowledge of good like it was evil? Like tree of knowledge.
Yeah, it was a tree of the knowledge.
Yeah, so that it basically. And I'm just thinking in my head, I was like, what did she find out?
Yeah.
Like, when she ate it, did she just find out about everything?
The first thing she found out, you know what it really is? They tell you right at the beginning. They found out that they were naked. That's what they realized. They bit into a fruit, and they're like, dude, we don't have any clothes on. Clothes are a thing? And then, like, God came around the corner, and he's like, what's up?
No!
And then they're hiding from him, like, no, we're naked. But they're like, are you hiding from each other, too? It's like, you guys, I was like, it said it was the tree of knowledge, but that had some air quotes on it. You guys sound dumb as shit now. I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, I'm looking it up now because I want to know.
That's the first part of the Bible. You don't remember this where they said they realized that the first thing they realized after they ate the damn fruit was that they were naked. Because it's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, not of knowledge. I think it's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah, it is a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Yeah. So like before
the knowledge
they knew
of good and evil in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah. See, if it was just knowledge, they already had knowledge, but they didn't know about it. There was like those two things were locked away, that one protein, the evil and good proteins. So before that, there was no good or bad. Like they bit into it, and all of a sudden, God was like, why am I good all of a sudden? And Satan was like, why am I an asshole now? Why am I an asshole now?
Why am I an asshole now?
I was like, why do I have a feather? I'm bad. Everything about me is bad now.
All right. Can I read a little thingy?
From the Bible?
No,
legally?
It's
yeah.
From Toyin Alamid Abire.
Let me see.
Christ loved.
God.
It's a lady from Quora, right? That's how you say it?
Quora, the website?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty long answer. Here's what eating the forbidden fruit or whatever, no one better interpret the word than the word himself. In Genesis, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat it from it, you will surely die. They're like, oh, ooh, spicy, right? Why didn't they eat off of that one instead? Until we realize many among us are still eating from this tree of the knowledge of good and evil and shunning the tree of life. But how can one eat of this tree today, since we seemingly no longer have access to it? How is it possible to disobey God the way Adam and Eve did? Whatever. This is a long answer. The long.
You saw that it was.
The law code started out as an excellent piece of
She's
work.
She's just
what
preaching, dude.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Never mind. I'm not reading all this.
They're making a metaphorical tree. There was a physical tree.
Yeah, it is a physical tree. I want to know about the physical tree.
And they locked it away in the Garden of Eden, and they put like two angels with flying swords, and they locked it in a time warp of reality. And if you ever eat from the tree of life, the first thing you're going to realize is like, what's all this stuff on me? I don't want it on. Boom, nudity. I'm all good now. You just walk up to somebody,
like to
stab them, and be like, nah, I don't know if this is good or bad.
I like to think that like St. Michael, the archangel, when he comes down, he's just like, and he has like two huge swords. And he lifts his face, and there's like a huge scar that like Satan like hit him with or something like that.
Ooh.
And he's just like a bounty hunter. And he has like two other samurai swords that he has on his back, and then some knives on his like
Yeah, that'd be badass.
Google that'd be cool, it. Right? Or like he's that guy.
Some of those really edgy Christian comics that I read. Sometimes those are cool.
Yeah, right.
They're a little ridiculous, but I was like, this is also kind of cool. Continue.
When do you read those? Continue. I want to know what they're about now. I've never heard of
the Bible. No, you've never heard of Christian comics?
Did you just call the Bible the edgy interpretation of Christianity?
No, they're comics, and they put an edgy spin on it. They add little extra things.
I heard you say the Bible, and I was like,
no, that's where it came from.
Yeah. I know that.
That's where the inspiration for Christianity. The Bible. No, I thought you were saying like, where did this Christianity come from? It's like, oh, you're one of those. I get it.
We did it.
We're God.
Aliens making us believe it.
Oh, hold on. Shut the fuck up for a bit. Okay. I don't remember what the fuck I was going to say. You said too many stupid things in a row, and it made me fucking dumber. So I'm just going to tell you. Have you ever heard of a Christian bookstore?
Bookstore?
Yeah. Yes. I thought they just sold Bibles. Okay. Shut the fuck up. Okay. I mean, what else is there?
The same fucking book.
Different types. Like sometimes they have pretty letters, flowers on them, and different things.
It just is design.
There's some like, what is it, black ones, and there were some gray ones, there's some red ones.
Some there's really old
maybe
ones.
Maybe in different languages. I don't know. And I figured too, maybe up at the front, probably a bunch of little figurines of angels and crosses.
Uh-huh.
This is what I thought a Christian bookstore had.
Okay.
And maybe bookmarks with verses. Turns out there's maybe, a whole industry of people who have different, basically, it's usually a lot of motivational stuff. Was that motivational? I wasn't motivated for shit. There's sometimes people's theories. There's also Christian fiction, which is, all right, and there's variants of it. Like, basically.
I feel like that's a very not cool term.
Oh.
Christian fiction.
It sounds bad. Okay, but basically, it's like, have you ever seen, like, you know, Hallmark Channel? Stuff,
yes.
Stories like that with like just a really heavy influence and like God saved you.
Okay.
So they'll be basically the same kind of books you'd get anywhere, but just with really put God up front in it.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the Left Behind series?
No.
Okay. Have you heard of The Rapture?
Yes.
All right. So if you've never heard of The Rapture, it's basically they think towards the end of the time. This is it's not in the Bible.
You
some other
get
people
this shit
made
right,
it
right, man.
Yeah. So they made it. Anyway. So it's the belief that towards the end of days, when the devil comes back, a bunch of people who believe and like babies, I guess, get a free pass, will disappear or ascend to heaven. And for 7 years, the Antichrist will reign on earth and make things really shitty. And there's a whole book series where a guy made a story with some characters based around these events. Stuff like that happens. And you know what? I haven't seen any. I've never been into an actual Christian bookstore, but I'm going to say they have cookbooks. Oh, did you ever see those? Chicken Soup for the Soul books? Did you ever hear those?
No.
Well, they're just like really nice stories. Usually like little short stories of like, I went home to my grandma's house and we were picking up all our belongings and I felt her presence there. And it made me so happy. And right whenever I smelled some like sweetness in the air, I found that recipe I was looking for. There, Chicken Soup for the Soul. It was nice.
Nice.
Stuff like that. Well, apparently they also sell comics sometimes.
Oh, what?
So a friend of mine had gone to one and there was like a really cool tin case about comic book shaped size. And he had check it out and it had three comics in it.
Do you think there's card games?
There are card games, actually. Let me finish the real thing.
Okay,
and basically the story, it follows like a fictionalized interpretation of the events of the whole Garden of Eden thing and all the way up to the first part of the Bible.
Okay.
So it's the first one is like the war, like what is it, Satan making them eat some apples, getting all the angels to fight, and that was it. And the art was really good. The second one, and the third, I might get confused, but it's basically about him like tempting, you know, Jesus and all that. But the thing is, they make it look super hardcore and action-packed with powers, and it looks super cool.
Yeah.
And it came in a middle tin. You got to give it credit for that. But yes, there's a Christian-themed card game, and there's a good and evil side. And what is it? You get angels and against demons and stuff, I think. But basically, I know if you're good, you can win. But if you're evil, you cannot win. You'll just cause a stalemate.
Oh,
that's how they set it up.
That's pretty cool.
I'm sure there's other ones too. And there's a bunch of other themed stuff like that. Yeah.
You know,
have you heard of Christian music?
Of course I've heard of Christian music.
It's whenever you sing about God, but specifically the Christian one.
Christ?
Yeah. It's Dutch.
Cristo.
What were you saying?
One thing that I never knew until I think you told me was that because you said, remember, Satan is also trapped in hell. Like, he's also that? Yeah, something. That's like that.
Badass.
And I was like, I never thought of it, but then whenever I read more and stuff like that, it's like at the very bottom, he's like locked in that.
Yeah.
So it's like hell is just a place by itself, because the way I always thought of it was like Satan controlled hell.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, hell is just a place and Satan's at the very bottom of it because he's in there.
That's what it was, how it was explained to me. That it's like, there's a place. It was always just kind of a shitty place. There's just like, no one was there. And then one day it's like, well, if you're going to be a dick, you got to go to hell. He's like, what? And trapped him down there. And all the guys who were like, were his buddies, like all his angel buddies, they're like, you're not angels anymore. Now you're demons. And I'm like, how's that work? And it's like, we add fire.
Cool.
Yeah, like, he's like, it wasn't cool at all. This is the opposite of cool. It's hot. And like, we're getting bored down here with us. It's like, don't worry, sinners, get ready for some. And it's basically like prison.
Does God send you to hell?
No. Hell doesn't exist. It's imaginary.
Anyways.
So, interpretations on that. Allegedly, one interpretation is all the writhing and the fire and stuff. That's not just hell's its place. Hell is just like a void, an empty space. In some interpretations, the wrath of the beings cast in there, which the only ones that should be in there are the devil and the demons, that's just their rage is manifest as fire. And hell for a person, the nice way of interpreting it, isn't just, and there's a part in the Bible where they say it's not the place, it's a state of being. Basically, the farther away you get from God, the deeper into hell you get. Not metaphysically after you die, but metaphysically as a person. Basically, the more unhappy you are in life is because you're getting farther away from godly things, is one interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
The actual ascending to a place of tarnation and Bernie's forever, that one's like more of a Renaissance kind of a Catholic thing. Yeah,
interesting.
And even then, there were some parts of the interpretations where you do go to hell, but it's not for your torment. It's a cleansing fire to purify you, that separates all the bad things from you.
Isn't that
so that you can then ascend? So basically, if you couldn't do right on earth, you basically go to a boot camp and they burn it all off and they get rid of all that stuff. And like, okay, basically the only thing that holds you to hell is your sins, which most people say. They don't say is those sins can be burned away and then you could thus ascend.
Isn't that another thing, another place?
Where? Ascension or hell?
No, the place where you get cleansed.
No, it's hell. Or it could be. I mean, honestly, like, no, none of this is real. I'm just making this shit up, and so did the people before me. But go on, what were you saying? The place you get cleansed, are you thinking of purgatory?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't get cleansed there. That's a lock-in place. Basically, you weren't bad enough to go to hell. You weren't good enough. And that's also a Catholic thing. You sort of get stuck in a pretty bad place, but it's more because of things you didn't do versus sins you did commit. Would be the easy way of explaining it. It's not for cleansing, it's not for purging, but wait, no. That's my understanding of it. I feel like
yeah, I was about to say,
I feel like the professional Catholic who's not here right now is like, would say, no. It's for something purposeful. Do you remember it was for like to cleanse you?
I feel like it was a whole cleansing thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out later. Whenever
will we though? What if we're so good we just go straight to heaven?
You're not, because so you said it doesn't exist. You said it's make-believe.
He's going to be like, you know what? I like your sense of humor. Come on in. And I was like, and to be fair, you
we
never
need a
said
you're a stand-up guy up here.
Right? Yeah. You're pretty funny.
There's an open spot from 5 to 6 that we need to fill.
It's like, well, I never believed, though. And it's like, the people who believed and did bad go to hell. People who didn't, and I'm like, oh, sweet, I got the free pass. Besides, I could always just, like, on my deathbed, or, like, I'm going instantaneously. I've already been programming it in my mind. I accept you into my heart and all of your feet, and I wash away all my sins. Boom, boom. Straight to heaven.
I don't think that's how it works.
Could be.
You
don't think it's how it works.
Do you want to test it?
But here's the thing. You only don't think it. You cannot prove it.
Can I kill you?
I mean,
test it?
You know what? You could kill me, but I feel it would take you a lot more work to kill me than it would take me work to kill you, so it would not be a good bet to try that. It'd be like punching a lion, a fat lion that was asleep, and it's like, honestly, you'd probably get away with that first punch because he would be, that first punch, that high cholesterol lion would be like, did this fucking Slim Jim just punched me in the face. I don't believe it. I keep going. Huh. Effort. You ever wonder how easy it is to kill fish? Like, the hard part is catching them.
All right. I think we should take that.
What's in it there? The first person who killed a shark. I wonder how they did that.
Fucking punch in the face. While I really could attacked. See
that. That's the way, like, he's like, oh, no, he's trying to eat me. I better punch him. Just, bah, damn. Bah, bah. There's some epic fights throughout history that we never got to see.
There's a guy that not too long ago, he killed a mountain lion or something.
Oh, dude, I think I saw that. But with a gun. I want to see like...
No, it wasn't with a gun.
What?
Don't
be bare-fisted. Okay. Dude, that's brutal. That's and the stuff I want to see.
I think it messed up his leg and he walked all the way home after that. He walked all the way himself to the hospital.
I feel like we're not going to get to see that stuff, but if there a technology ever got invented where we could look through time, one of the things I'd like to see are... One of the many things I like to see is like epic fights with animals. There had to
like
be some
YouTube.
Yeah, man. But it's like, come on. I want to see, like, did any of my ancestors snap a saber-toothed tiger's neck? Yes, he did. Oh my gosh.
Like with the saber-tooth.
Grabbed
like
his by the teeth.
Yeah.
And, and I was like, that was a bad.
Like he pulled them off and he,
a few different ones. They're just like, this is why they're extinct. Our ancestors were just like all jacked up beyond reason.
Mammoths are extinct because we killed them all.
That is true. So, I mean, we had to have killed other things right to death all until there was no more.
Mammoths are fucking huge.
They're huge. They were bigger than elephants, but not longer than elephants. Did you know that? Yeah, they go like higher up, but like their rumps a little bit closer in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cute.
Oh, I think there's been a few, like quite a few different species of elephants, and I really think we killed them all. I really think if we look through our history, it wasn't us like, just like, oh, I'm gonna move into this guy's area. It was us hunting down and murdering every kind of animal.
Yeah.
That bullshit about we use every part. It's like, yeah, we use every part to fertilize the land, to grow wheat, to attract other animals, to murder.
True. It's a circle
people.
Of life.
Bad people.
It's a circle
of life.
All right, guys. We're going to end this episode here. You can find me at Instagram at Joe_Re1. Where can they find you?
You can find us all. Please check out the Thumbs Up Twitter. It's Thumbs Up Cast.
No, Thumbs Up.
It's at Thumbs Up, right? Did we get at Thumbs Up?
At Thumbs Up Yours.
Oh, yeah, it is. Sorry. So check out at Thumbs Up Yours, all one word. Check it out. If you want to talk to me directly, I'm at RODEZM8. And
yeah, you can message us at our Twitter, and we'll both be able to see it.
Oh, so. Yeah. Also, we have a Gmail.
Yeah, biggerthumbsup@gmail.com.
Check it out. You
guys better fucking message us. Tell us something. Just say hi. I don't know, man.
I do. You guys, I'm doing good. I really think that horses used to be unicorns. Maybe not all horses, but I feel like they had horns, but we hunted them. And when they stopped having horns, we started riding them more because we didn't worry about getting stabbed. And
I
it's
like how in your head it was like, all horses are unicorns. And you were like, that thought's kind of stupid. And then you're like, maybe not all of them. And then your head was like, much better.
Yeah, some of them. This works. I'm happy with this. The conversation. This is why I can't go to sleep. It's like my voices, you know, it's bad enough when you got voices in your head. It's so lonely when they don't talk to you. It's like, this seems like an interesting conversation. Don't jump into a conversation like a fucking child expecting to know what's going on. You have to wait until something interesting happens that you could add, which will be fucking nothing. I know, because I am you.
It's like, oh, okay.
I'll just go on
fuck
over
you.
Here. Sometimes I can't quite get it. Whenever you can't get a thought clear in your head, is that because one part of your brain doesn't want you to hear its conversation with the other part? It's like, am
no.
I? It's like, you're not involved in this.
They're like mad at each other?
Yeah. It's like, I'm telling you, man, they can't all have been unicorns, but I'm saying we can't prove that they all weren't.
I remember first hearing about that whole thing of like, you're not using your whole brain. Like you can, there's, and I was like so excited. And I heard like, no, you fucking can use your whole brain. Just not all at once, piece of shit.
Yeah. It's like, I found out like, if you use all your brain at once, do you know they even have a medical term for that?
Stroke.
Yeah, a seizure. Uh-oh. A stroke is whenever one part of your brain gets.
So
like
that's whenever you're at your smartest and you see everything.
Technically, yeah, you're just watching God.
Yeah, so and then out. You wake up and you forget everything.
I think a stroke isn't that like kind of like a blood clot, like something kind of like circulation cuts off.
I don't know. I'm sorry, guys, if you guys have strokes.
Oh
out there.
Man, the guy who from 90210 and he's like also on Riverdale as Archie's dad. He had a stroke, 54 years old.
Poor dude.
Mm-hmm.
DOD dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Adios.